Rusty, the 7-month-old Dalmatian, is having the time of his life. He is face-to-face with a little white rat, who, don't worry, is safely inside a cage. Rusty, along with 6 other dogs and their handlers, are at a makeshift barn in North Omaha, the site of a barn hunt class for beginners. Barn hunt is a dog sport designed to take advantage of dogs' natural hunting instincts. Certain breeds, such as Jack Russell Terriers and miniature pinchers, were bred to hunt rats and other vermin, which can spread disease and destroy crops. These breeds are appropriately known as ratters. Barn hunt is a relatively new sport. It was founded in 2013 by Robin Nuttall, a dog trainer from Columbia, Missouri. Nuttall modeled it after a similar sport called Earth Dog. She says the sport has grown to include 45,000 dogs across the United States and as far away as Norway.
We've got some starting up in England. We've got quite a few clubs up in Canada. We've got several hotbeds. There's a hotbed in Wisconsin. There's a hotbed out in the Pacific Northwest and the mid-Atlantic states, Tennessee, those areas. And then again in the Northeast.
In Omaha, closer to Barn Hunt's roots, dog trainer Jenny Vincent says the sport is more popular now than ever.
I always say we introduced about 125 dogs to the sport, but now I'm guessing it's probably close to 150. It's crazy how many people want to try it and get involved with their dog.
Vincent is one of 2 trainers teaching tonight's class. Classes fill up quickly and consistently. Competitions draw participants from Kansas City and Des Moines. And newbies, like in tonight's class, are showing up to see what all the fuss is about.
I want to give him something fun to do and also give him like some hunting that he can possibly do.
This is Ellen Wilson, owner of Rusty the Dalmatian.
And also, too, it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's just like really legitimately love this game.
He was
just
pretty into
game.
It.
He was pretty psyched about it, yeah.
The rules of barn hunt are simple. A dog is released inside a ring decked out with hay bales, tunnels, and at least 1 rat and 1 tube of rat litter, depending on the level of difficulty. The dog must correctly find and identify the rat, not the litter, within the allotted time.
Barn hunt is designed to simulate what some people have to do when they have a barn and they've got vermin.
Jen Howell is tonight's other instructor. She and Jenny Vincent are members of local groups Go Dogs and the Companion Dog Club of Omaha, both of which host barn hunt events in the metro area. Unlike when dogs hunt vermin on farms, the rats in barn hunt are very well taken care of. Barn hunt rats are far from the wild animals found in sewers and grain bins. These rats are pets, not pests. And Vincent and Howell wouldn't dream of letting them get hurt. Remember, these people are animal lovers.
Barn hunt is an extremely rat-friendly game, okay? Jenny always says they're unionized because there are so many rules in the rule book as far as how rats have to be handled, how many hours they can work before they have to have resting time, all sorts of things.
The barn hunt rule book requires that rats are kept in dog-proof plastic tubes and are given regular access to food and water. Failure to abide by the rules could get you banned from the sport. As the class goes on, the dogs take turns doing practice runs inside the ring. Taylor Gehringer's pug mix, Newman, is the last to go.
You know, lots of people have these beautiful purebred dogs that have been trained, or, you know, they have these lineages that make them pretty incredible sport dogs. And then there's Newman.
Despite being the only mutt in the group, Newman excels at his task. The people in tonight's class don't seem fazed by the rats. Howell says that's not always the case.
A lot of them are squeamish, and they're comforted by the fact that they're in a tube. You know, they don't have to see them, they don't have to touch them. So it's amazing. But so my first experience with rats was in Earth Dog with my little terrier. And my mom, who, she likes dogs, but she's not like a crazy dog person like we are. And she went with me, and she's like, our little darling's going to do what? With rats? What? Like, that was gross to her. And by the end, she was like, this is fascinating. It's so much fun.
Squeamish or not, humans will stop at nothing to give their dogs a good time. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Courtney Bierman.